Well, now, to most people, travel means holidays. With a travel allowance of £50, it's becoming more and more difficult to find a foreign holiday that one can afford. And that's why when I was leafing through my monthly copy of Breezy Picks Incorporating the Leather News and Amateur Pediatrician, and I came across an advert for a travel agency offering cheap tours, I hurried over to their address in Chelsea right away. The sign on the door said, Bona Bijou Tourette. Knock and troll in. So I knocked and trolled. Hello, anybody there?
Oh, hello, I'm Julian, and this is my friend Sandy.
Oh, hello.
Oh, nice to see you. Oh, it is nice.
Oh, yes, how nice to bard your eek again, Mr. Orne. Heart face.
Yeah, watch it.
I'm interested in booking a holiday.
Oh, well, would you like us to do something exciting for you in a cheap package?
Well, yes, what would you recommend?
Well, how about Joanne in the SFF? That's Les Pins. Bone, isn't it, Joanne?
Oh, it's Bone. Divine. Yes, yes.
Very divine. Go on, tell him.
Yes, I will. Just thinking of it, I was sitting there, sipping a tiny drinkette, vardering the great Butch Omies and Dolly Little Pallone's trolling by. Or disporting yourself on the sable plage, getting your lallies all bronze, Uriah getting bleached by the soleil.
That is your actual French.
Yeah, but I'm Nancy Raya.
Nevertheless, how about Joanne Les Pins?
Well, I'm not mad about it.
We've got an ami down there who'll rent you his latte.
Who? Who do you mean?
Gordon, you remember?
Gordon?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, oh, that Gordon. Yes,
oh, yes. Oh, him with the leather jeans and the jacket and the goggles.
That's right.
And the helmet. Yes. Oh, yes, like a kinky AA man, doesn't he?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
you mean him who had the bar in Tangiers? Morocco. Is that the one?
Yes, that's the one.
Many a gin and tonic, I bet. It's called the Sheep's Eye.
Where?
Rue de Matelot.
Oh, yeah. Has he give up the bar?
Oh, yes. Oh. Yes. Fell through.
Oh.
She walked out on him.
That old American boiler.
Yeah.
Oh.
She moved on.
I thought she would.
Look,
I could tell you a thing or two.
Yes, I'm sure. Oh, yeah. Now, look.
Make your hair curl. Don't you talk to me, Duchess.
I'd rather like that, if you're going to give it, yes. Now, look, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but if I hang about here much longer, my passport will expire.
Oh, sorry, we were just having a wander down memory lane, wasn't we, Jules? Yeah. Now, if we drop Gordon a little telegram at, I'm sure he'll accommodate you, Mr. Horn, if, you know, you say you're a chum.
Now, somehow I don't think it's me. Now, what else can you suggest?
What else have we got with a little ambiance hen?
We have discovered a new place in Greece.
Oh, yes.
Right off the beaten. Yeah. Village des Naturis.
Naturis.
Grassy huts. Love. Volleyball in the Starkers.
Oh.
Folk singing and nut cutlets.
Nuts.
What more could you ask?
What more?
2 weeks, 50 guineas.
All in?
Well, you probably would be after 2 weeks.
Well, how about Spain? Somewhere like Malaga.
Don't talk to us about Malaga.
Naff, is it?
He's got the Polari off.
Oh, I should say, is Naff Trejet. Jewel had a very nasty experience in Malaga.
Sand.
Well?
You swore you'd never bring that up.
It was meaningful while it lasted, but it's left its scars, hasn't it, Jewel?
Oh, what?
And every time anyone mentions Malaga, it wells up in him. It wells up, it does. You know, he got very badly stung.
Portuguese man of war?
Oh, I never saw him in uniform. Any road up, it's not that we will want you to come to grief in Malaga.
No. Well, what else is there?
Well, all we've got left on our books is working holidays. You can go coal mining in the Ruhr, mackerel gutting in Oslo. Or there's sheep shearing in Australia. Or there's one near a home, Hamburg. Yeah, that's very cheap.
Well, I'll take it.
Wait, we've got to tell you, there's one slight drawback. Days are your own, but twice nightly you have to put on a goat skin and wrestle with a camel in mud. Oh, it's crazy.